This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Courtesy of Reliance Tencent Cadbury Hudson's Bay, a conglomerate company, exclusive supplier of dairy milk chocolate products.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Broadcasting, Roger Brigada Fisher, Communications, Moonbase Theta. The date is October 27, 2098. The time is 8:12. Current temperature is 25 degrees centigrade. Surface temperature is minus 167 degrees. 8 weeks remaining. We have received your amended list of shutdown instructions in response to reports provided and the updated needs of the Earthbound enclaves, monitoring of the telescopic arrays, and space-proofing base areas for potential future use are now downgraded, as are any non-essential repairs. Efforts will be concentrated on increased mining production, with the Intermediate Supply Rocket, due on November 9th, fully allocated to retrieval of Helium-3 stores. Offload of the personnel stasis pods is postponed. These instructions have been noted to all staff and logged. Operations will be adjusted as per the new requirements. Water supplies are stable within tolerance levels, a slight unidentified reduction that Wilder is tracking down. Power levels are optimal. Helium-3 stores are currently at 43% in the base storage tanks. Refocusing on Helium-3 mining as requested will require the following reallocation. All ice mining equipment will be converted, additional power lines will be transferred, an additional chamber will be opened for regolith processing. Personnel will be reassigned as follows. Wilder already at 90% on mining-related supervision and mechanical. Ashwini will move to 70% allocation in processing and quality control. Nessa will focus at 70%, starting with the decommissioning of the ice mining operations. And my time will be allocated on an increasing basis after I compile the additional reports you've requested. Michelle, of course, has your separate instructions and will act on with whatever those might be. In your list of materials for station retrieval, I noted that you've deleted references to experimental paraphernalia and the genetic archives. While for the experiments, data is generally sufficient and would have saved us quite a bit of trouble with the tardigrades, the archives are another issue altogether. I took over their management when biologist Austin went into stasis and have become well acquainted with the collection since then, rotating through the samples, checking the DNA for viability. I don't think you know just what you've got here. 913 samples of animal species and subspecies, 410 of those now extinct. The hawksbill turtle, eastern lowland gorilla, red pandas. 643 samples of vegetative material, over half extinct or mutated beyond recognition. Golden seal, ginseng 42, every cultivar of the modern banana. These were provided decades ago. They're clean and viable copies. And that's not even counting the genetic breakthroughs made in the experiments performed on base. Look at the records. Look at the reports. I think you're underestimating the revenue potential in retrieving this material, as well as the moral responsibility in our role as archivists. I'm happy to provide further information, additional examples. Just let me know. All crew members have read your response to the unauthorized message we received and provided last week. As instructed, I am reading it into the record here. The broadcast by the so-called leader, Mahdi Sera, was nothing but a prank by rogue elements attempting to stir up unrest. The claims made are provably untrue. If there are further communications, you are instructed to disregard and not to disseminate in any manner. The crew of Moonbase Theta acknowledges these terms and signs off as such. Your guidance in these matters is always appreciated, though I must admit some context would also be appreciated. Not questioning your decisions here, just to save time in the future. A word to the wise and any related idioms. Personal message to follow. Alessandri, I'm starting to count down to when I'll see you again. Is there anything you need me to bring home? Milk? Dog food? I can get a good deal on helium isotopes. I hope you're well. I know I say that a lot, but I love you. Home soon. Be well. Moonbase Theta out.
Thank you for listening to Moonbase Theta Out. Lehman Kessler is Roger Bergato Fisher. The episode was written, edited, and produced by DJ Silvis. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Additional credits are in the show notes, and additional show information is on monkeymanproductions.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We use Twitter a lot. And if you want to be one of the super moon heroes who help us make the show possible, support us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. We give our backers a lot of extras and behind-the-scenes info, even special mini-sodes. And you always have our grateful thanks for listening, sharing the show with friends, joining our Discord to chat with us, all the ways you become a part of our Mooniverse community. Take care, and we'll be back soon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum Dums and Dice would like to welcome you into the Mythos Mysteries, a live play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imagining. Our story begins with two erstwhile companions on a long and winding road. They think they are fleeing danger, but greater horror awaits them when they arrive. For they are not just running away from mortal danger, but towards the Mythos Mysteries.
Whoever you are, we're not scared of you.
You hear a voice from inside that says, "Please, help. I'm inside the dresser, help."
Now I need you to listen to my very explicit instructions here, Adrian.
Okay.
Please ready your punch and fists.
Yeah, they're always ready.
Now I'm gonna open the door.
Okay.
And we're gonna look inside the dresser.
What if we don't? Could we not?
I need you to be brave for me.
Okay.
You were always very brave.
Okay. So we're going to open the door and you're going to look in the dresser. And yes. Then what?
And then if I tell you to,
yep.
We're going to punch it.
The dresser? You said I had to be very, you said explicit.
If there is someone in the dresser.
I'm punching.
We're going to punch him.
What if it's a ghost?
Well, then we're going to have ourselves a fun time. So,
like a party?
Like a birthday party.
Okay, so we'll do some dancing and there will be a cake. Hopefully the ghost brought it.
Yes.
Okay, I can do this.
Okay. I'm going to open the door now.
Okay.
I'm going to open the door.
You open the door and the dresser is back upright. All the drawers are back inside. But now it is next to the window. And the bed is in a different corner.
Of course it is.
And the blood is pooling on the floor instead of the ceiling. It's dripping up.
The Mythos Mysteries. Episodes are available now.